Many healthcare professionals know that the causes of our not having youthful energy, as well as many of our illnesses, can ultimately be traced to a lack of cellular oxygen and natural plant mineral nutrients. Unless we take plenty of oxygen and minerals on a daily basis, none of our maintenance, repair, or immune processes will function properly. And without plenty of oxygen and minerals, our vitamins won't work either. But through taking Oxymune Oxygen Drops and OxyEarth Plant Mineral Capsules with MSN daily, we help our bodies replace our most vital nutrients. Our bodies use these nutrients to create extra energy, properly digest food, and eliminate waste. Mr. Oxygen, Ed McCabe's new book, Flood Your Body with Oxygen, is also available now. Go to OxygenAmerica.com for more information or call 305-933-4219. That's 305-933-4219. Get your oxygen today and feel good.
This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, conservative icon, and the author of more than 20 books, including Feminist Fantasies, Turbo Reader, and the important new book called The Supremacists, The Tyranny of Judges and How to Stop It. And now here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
As a result of the reading tests mandated by the federal No Child Left Behind Act, states are discovering that a big percentage of high schoolers cannot read. This disaster isn't any surprise to those of us who have been following what's been going on in the first grade for the past 20 years. For years, most public schools have refused to teach first graders to read by the traditional phonics method. The schools rejected what had worked for decades in favor of what seemed easy, the so-called whole word method. Instead of teaching first graders the sounds and syllables of the English language and how to put them together like building blocks to read big words, schools have taught children to memorize a short list of frequently used words, to guess at whole words by looking at pictures, to predict words based on the content of the story, to substitute words that seem to fit, and simply to skip over other words they don't recognize. Memorizing, guessing, looking at pictures, predicting, substituting, and skipping are not reading. They are very bad habits, and they make a child a poor and inaccurate reader. This whole word system gets children through the first and second grades when they are given only stories with one-syllable words and endless repetition. But it is doomed to failure when they are confronted with bigger words in upper grades. Children who are not taught phonics grow up to be adults who can never be hired for anything other than a minimum wage job. Children who are not taught phonics grow up to be incompetent voters, like the Palm Beach County voters who spoiled their ballots in 2000 by overvoting for both Al Gore and the Libertarian third-party candidate. Never having been taught to sound out the syllables, they saw Libertarian on the ballot and thought they were voting for Lieberman for vice president. If you haven't been taught phonics, you can't tell the difference between Libertarian and Lieberman. Parents, you should make sure that your child is taught to read by phonics.
You've been listening to the Phyllis Schlafly Report, presented by Eagle Forum. You or someone you care about can learn to read at any age with a proven phonics course. For free information on Mrs. Schlafly's Turbo Reader, call toll-free 1-866-TRY-TURBO. Find out about Turbo Reader at 1-866-TRY-TURBO. And join us again next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
My doctor was truly amazed at the improvements my heart showed after my heart attack. Thank you, Cartavite.
I was having a hard time breathing and had to rest in the afternoons, but since Cartavite, that's all changed now.
I've had chronic fatigue for 12 years now and decided to try Cartavite. Boy, it's improved my energy dramatically.
Cartavite.
We all use Cartavite.
Ladies and gentlemen, Heart Drop 2000 presents Cartavite. Cartavite is an all-natural supplement which is made up of our own special blend of herbs gathered from many different parts of the world, specially designed to improve your health. Come on and care about yourself just a little more with Cartavite. You can find more information at www.cardovite.us or call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822.
Cartavite is a natural thing. It gives you the edge like you've never seen. It makes you feel good. Cartavite.
In America, we value our liberty. But there's a new movement quietly being pursued by politicians that will take away our precious freedoms. It's been deceptively named the Free Trade Area of the Americas, or FTAA. Proponents claim that their objective is to promote trade by removing barriers between the countries of North and South America. In reality, the FTAA is a raw power grab. It will lead to a new government over the entire Western Hemisphere. This supergovernment will steadily take away America's rights, our Constitution, even the freedoms that we love so dearly. Protect your freedoms. Go to stoptheftaa.org. Then let Congress know that the FTAA is not an option for America. Stoptheftaa.org and keep America free.
From the heartland of America comes a harvest of insight and entertainment. This is the Common Sense Coalition, the Derry Brownfield Show, starring Derry Brownfield. And here's the star of the show and the man who says, children need encouragement. So if a kid gets an answer right, tell him it was a lucky guess. That way, he develops a good lucky feeling. Derry Brownfield.
Hello there, Derry Brownfield here, and I am happy that you're along on this adventure in broadcasting. It is the talk show with a country flavor and some common sense points of view. Today is March the 14th, and I mention that because tomorrow is going to be Tuesday, March the 15th, and a Senate subcommittee is going to be holding a hearing to create a new, get this, National Heritage Area. Actually, there's four of these areas. They span five states, and they will convert one existing heritage area into an official unit of the National Park System. There's four of these bills. We're going to go over them in a little more detail, but time's a-wasting here. Senate bill, they're all Senate bills, 175, 322, 429, and 323. Now, the 175 bill is called the Bleeding Kansas, an Enduring Struggle for Freedom National Heritage Area. It's going to be in Kansas. The next one is 322. It's the Champlain Valley National Heritage Partnership, and it's in Vermont and New York. 429 is the Upper Houstonic, I don't know how to pronounce it, Valley National Heritage Area. It's in Connecticut and Massachusetts. And then 323 is the French Colonial Heritage Area in the state of Missouri. And it's going to be made a unit of the National Park if all this transpires as they would like to see it. I was concerned enough about Missouri. I looked up the French Colonial Heritage Area, and it happens to be in St. Genevieve County, Missouri. Now, Congress wants to pass these heritage area bills, and it's going to create what we say a massive new heritage area program this year. The whole idea, and we've been talking about this for nearly 10 years now on the Common Sense Coalition, the whole idea is to get the entire area of the United States under control. And it looks like these areas are just that much more of a land grab, and I have with me today a friend of mine, Peyton Knight. He is the executive director of the American Policy Center, and he's going to appear at this hearing tomorrow in Washington, D.C. Peyton, hi, and it's good to have you as a guest on the Common Sense Coalition.
Hi there, Derry. It's great to be on again.
Yeah, what's going on here?
Well, this is just the continuation of bad policy coming out of Washington. This is the National Park Service gobbling up ever more land and jurisdiction when they can't even take care of the land they already own. That's all this is. I mean, this has been going on for a while now. These areas are areas that are targeted by the Park Service for future national parks, national historic sites, land acquisition, etc. We keep hearing about how the Park Service has a multi-billion-dollar maintenance backlog. They can't take care of the land they have, and yet here we are getting giving them more and more responsibilities that, of course, they won't be able to take care of either, and, of course, will impact private property rights as well.
You know, this this hearing is going to be held, as I say, tomorrow. So we need to make some phone calls and send some emails. But interestingly enough, the subcommittee chairman in charge of this is Craig Thomas, and he's a Republican from Wyoming, and Republicans don't want to see us lose our property rights.
Absolutely, and Craig Thomas is always talks a great game on property rights, so he should definitely come down against these heritage areas, and we're hoping he will. But I know the people in Wyoming want Craig Thomas to do the right thing for private property rights, so. There's really no reason that he shouldn't. He just introduced a great bill last week, the No Net Loss of Private Lands Bill, which basically says if the government's going to buy more land, it has to give up an equal amount of land that it already owns. So he should understand this. He's chairing the hearing, and people need to call him and let him know that these heritage areas are a bad deal. They're a bad deal for local communities, bad deal for property rights, and a bad deal for a government that has way too much power and way too much land as it is.
I have his telephone number here. We'll ask our listeners to give him a call. The hearing, as I said, is tomorrow, and the telephone number for Senator Craig Thomas's office is 202-224-6441. And what should a listener say when they get that when that number answers?
It's very simple. The federal government already has too much land, and the Park Service has too much land and too much power as it is. No more heritage areas, period. We've got a problem in this country. We've got an $8 trillion debt. We've got a Park Service that has a multi-billion dollar maintenance backlog, and here we are adding to the problem. Why? Get your stuff in order, Congress. No more heritage areas, no more land, until you can take care of at least the one-third of the nation that you already own.
Now, the fact that Craig Thomas is a property rights advocate, which I'm assuming he is. I mean, you know, it's hard to tell these books by their covers.
Well, you're exactly right, Darian. I wouldn't say the property rights advocate so much right now as I'd say that he has put out a good bill and he has said good things about property rights. Has he done good things? We'll find out with heritage areas.
Now, the best I can remember on heritage areas, and I just called you, what, 15 minutes ago?
That's right.
I ran onto this just prior to going onto the air, so I'm pretty cold on it myself.
Okay.
And I didn't have time to go back and do any research on heritage areas. But when you drive up to a heritage area, doesn't it say this is a United Nations heritage area?
Those are UN World Heritage Sites, yes, and get back in 1994, when this program was first really being talked about in Congress, one of the provisions that Congress tried to put in there was that the Secretary of Interior would have the power to designate any national heritage area as a UN World Heritage Site. So there is that danger there, no question.
Okay, let's take another break. We'll be right back. Stay tuned. You're listening to the Common Sense Coalition, and our number is 1-800-973-3779.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show, online at DerryBrownfield.com.
Are you one of the millions who have trouble waking up every morning? Hit the snooze a few too many times? Need that morning cup of coffee to get you started? Why not put a little spice in your morning with Gano Cafe? Gano Cafe, a healthy coffee, gives you energy and vigor, increases your focus and mental clarity. Gano Cafe helps the body heal itself, strengthen the immune system, and waste elimination for detoxification. If you're a coffee drinker, you won't believe the wonderful taste of this great coffee. Ganoderma, commonly known as the reishi mushroom, has been utilized in Chinese medicine for over 2,000 years. Also known as the longevity herb, miraculous king of herbs, It's more powerful than ginseng and has much lower caffeine and acid. To get your cup of great-tasting coffee, go to healthycoffeeonline.com or call 1-888-841-6055. That's 1-888-841-6055.
For over 5,000 years, gold has been the only true money in this world. And Republic Broadcasting has found the company you need to protect yourself against financial insecurity.
Ladies and gentlemen, John Stadtmiller here. And yes, I did find the company you need to protect yourself against financial insecurity. With the help of my good friend Robbie Noel, we've started the Republic Trading Group, a company dedicated to serving RBN listeners with the best service available.
Thanks, John. This week, Republic Trading has fractional gold on offer for a fraction over its melt value. A great opportunity to cash in your Federal Reserve notes now and save your wealth from going down the proverbial porcelain princess. Republic Trading does one thing very well: real discount prices and fast, secure delivery with no fuss or hassle.
A deal you're not likely to find anywhere else. For more information, call 1-800-691-7898. 1-800-691-7898.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN network.
And we have returned. Visiting today with Peyton Knight. He is the executive director of the American Policy Center. And we're talking about these heritage areas. There's 4 bills coming up in a Senate hearing. They're going to be discussed in a Senate hearing tomorrow. Peyton, you're going to be there, and you're going to testify to get these bills killed. But let's go back a little bit and talk about heritage areas, because I'm a little confused, so I know many of our listeners are. What's the difference between a heritage area and a United Nations World Heritage Site? Because I thought they were intermingled. I thought they were the same.
They can be. A national heritage area can receive a designation from the United Nations as a World Heritage Site, but it doesn't necessarily automatically receive that designation.
But the idea is
the same, though.
The United Nations makes the decision?
Yes, exactly.
Well, you know what they're going to do.
I'm sorry?
I say, you know what the United Nations will do. They want to grab as much of this as they can.
Exactly. I wouldn't be surprised to see them basically look up our list of national heritage areas and just say, well, why shouldn't these be World Heritage Sites? The idea is the same behind both anyway. The idea is about land use control. It's about land use mandates, zoning mandates, and removing local citizens from their process of basically telling their locally elected officials how to zone their property and how things ought to be run in their county. There's no accountability at the local level once an area becomes a heritage area.
Okay. Now, have you talked to people in Kansas and Vermont and New York and Missouri and Connecticut and Mass?
Oh, absolutely. And I'm working with folks out in Utah where there's a heritage area coming down the pike out there. I've talked with folks up in Vermont and New York. And you wouldn't believe the local opposition to these things. Yet we're being told that everybody wants them. But the only people that actually want these are the federal government and the Park Service and the green organizations that will ultimately be put in charge of these heritage areas.
How about the state organizations?
Sometimes the local government actually signs right on, not knowing what they're getting themselves into, because, of course, they smell pork. They want money. They want grants from Congress. So that's all they're concerned about. They jump right on board, not realizing that they're going to have to follow the government's lead if they want to keep getting that money.
What is involved in the control? Have you seen any of these take place?
Absolutely. And here's what most management plans look like for heritage areas. They call for preserving, protecting, and managing everything that is naturally, historically, recreationally, and culturally significant within the heritage area. Now, I don't know about you, but that pretty much leaves open anything to being managed and controlled within the heritage area. Anything that's nationally, historically, culturally, and recreationally significant. That means that the green organization in charge of carrying out the management plan and the Park Service can basically point to any piece of property and say, you know what, I think that's recreationally significant to this heritage area, and I think we ought to buy that piece of property and preserve it.
Let's take another break. We'll be right back. Our number is 1-800-973-3779. Your calls are welcome.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
Do you want to plant a garden that just keeps on giving year after year? Then visit the Ark Institute and find out about their all-natural vegetable seeds. Now, these aren't hybrids. They're not genetically engineered. They're the real thing. And you'll grow the best produce you've ever grown. Not only that, you can save seeds from this year's garden and plant them next year. Now, here's the deal. The Ark Institute is offering Republic listeners free shipping on their complete collection of 40 non-hybrid heirloom seeds, plus their best-selling gardening how-to manual, Build Your Ark. A complete family food security package is just $99, and remember, shipping is free. Oh, you'll have enough for canning and freezing and fresh eating and some seeds for next year. Now that is food security. Call the Ark Institute, 1-800-255-1912. That's 1-800-255-1912. Or visit arkinstitute.com. Do it today.
At 11:40 p.m. on April the 14th, 1912, while plowing recklessly through an ice field, the HMS Titanic collided with an iceberg. 2 hours later, she was resting on the bottom. Today, you honor a similar ship, the USS America. She, too, is plowing through history, promoting reckless fiscal and monetary policies amid tides of terrorism that threaten our security, and there is a storm brewing as if even nature was against us. Like the Titanic, we're on course with a similar destiny. The question is, what are you going to do? Hop aboard our well-provisioned lifeboat with Ready Reserve Foods. Contact Ready Reserve Foods and ask how you can prepare your family with the basic survival needs. Call 1-800-453-2202 for great-tasting, dehydrated foods that require no refrigeration and keep preserved for years. Preparedness never made more sense than it does today. Call 1-800-453-2202 and stock your lifeboat.
And we're back. Visiting today with Peyton Knight. He is the executive director of the American Policy Center. He tipped me off as to what was going on here, sending an email, which I didn't see until minutes before I went on the air. But I thought, hey, this is something that we need to be working on because it's going to happen. It is happening all across the United States. And the hearing is tomorrow, Tuesday, March the 15th. Going into the commercial break, Peyton, you were talking about how the Park Service partners with these green organizations, and you made a comment that is really, to me, frightening. You said the green organizations will actually draw up the management plan for these heritage areas.
Exactly, and let me explain a little further, just so your listeners can understand exactly what's going on here. Basically, a green organization, usually some sort of land trust or preservation society, gets the idea for, hey, shouldn't this community be a heritage area? They go to Congress and say, basically, we want this designation. Congress, eager to give money to this green organization and funnel it back to, you know, a particular jurisdiction, says, okay, they put that money through the Park Service. So now it's the Park Service and the Green Organization who are teamed up to spend this money to manage this area. Now what they do is they go to local government with the bill, the Heritage Area bill, and say, see, we're supposed to preserve all of this. You need to pass laws that preserve this, 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 and this, and this, because this is a national heritage area. The local government, of course, because they've basically got a gun to their head, to follow the Park Service's instructions and in their green partners. So that is what is going on. It's very insidious. People claim that proponents of heritage areas and these land trusts are claiming that, you know, all it is we're going to bring tourism money into your state. That's what we're doing here. We're going to bring national attention, and all of a sudden you're going to have all this tourism and money basically coming from that. Nothing could be further from the truth. No one's going to go. Are you going to go visit the Bleeding Kansas Heritage Area?
If they build
on your list of family vacations.
If they build toilets.
Well, I suppose that's true. I might.
The reason I'm saying that is because this is one of the things that they do.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, it's comical. I mean, no one's going to go visit these areas. This is about land use control. This is about the Park Service and land trusts and preservation societies targeting areas of the United States to bring under their tight control, to implement their narrow vision of land use and steal property rights in the process.
Who are some of these green organizations that you know of that are actually managing some of these heritage areas?
Well, one of the biggest organizations pushing for this, and has been for especially the last several years, is the National Trust for Historic Preservation. They basically are targeting, older architectural communities and that they think need to be preserved. They don't want, they don't want anything. They want things to basically look like they did back in 1800, which is fine and nice. But what they're doing, of course, is swooping in, using the Park Service as muscle, and trying to force property owners into doing what they want them to do. That's probably one of the biggest organizations pushing for this right now. And, of course, other NGOs, green NGOs, are doing it as well.
I noticed, like I said, I didn't have much time, so the only Senate bill I looked up was this 323, mm-hmm. Which is the Missouri one, and I had a reason to look at Missouri first.
Right.
That's
a perfect one to look at, Derry, because this shows the lies that proponents of heritage areas have been telling all these years. They say, oh, no, these aren't units of the Park Service. Park Service isn't interested in these. Money just comes through the Park Service, and we give them to the local green groups, and they do whatever they want with it. But this isn't a Park Service program. Oh, really? Then how come the French Colonial Heritage Area is set to become a National Historic Site after Tuesday? I mean, these are the lies that they tell. Every single one of these heritage areas is nothing more than a bullseye target for the federal government to go in and acquire land for the Park Service. That's all it is.
And as you said several times already during this particular program, the Park Service has, what did you say, how many billion dollars are they behind in maintenance of what they already have?
That's a great question. Some figures say $3 billion, some big figures say $5 and $6 billion. I guess the only way you can be off by billions of dollars is if you're doing government accounting. Those guys never get it straight.
You know, my banker always knew exactly, right to the penny, how much I was off.
It's funny. I seem to be able to manage my checking account, too, right down to the penny. It's amazing that our congressman can't seem to do that. But that's exactly right. They've got a multi-billion-dollar maintenance backlog, and they don't seem to care. Their hunger and their appetite for more power and more land is never satiated. That's why we have heritage areas.
Now, as I mentioned earlier, we have also UN World Heritage Sites. And when we come back, if you can give us a little more of a rundown on these, because I understand that some of our national monuments are now United Nations World Heritage Sites. But stay tuned. We'll be right back. You're listening to the Common Sense Coalition.
Thank you.
Dairy Brownfield Show online at dairybrownfield.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Let's go to Yuma, Arizona. Mel, hi, you're on the air, Mel.
Hi, Derry, how are you?
Good.
A couple of things. First of all, I want to give you an extra plug for your Common Sense Chronicles. Folks, if you're not getting it, you ought to. He put some really, really excellent stuff in that little monthly pamphlet of yours.
Well, thank you.
There you have it. Isn't it time you become a subscriber also? The Common Sense Chronicle is Derry's monthly newsletter that brings important issues to the headlines. Each month, you'll read news not reaching the mainstream, written only the way Derry can say it. Plus, guest writers and monthly features like Thoughts from Beth's Desk and Ignorance Gone to Seed. Just like Mel from Arizona said, if you're not getting it, you want to. So for a free sample, write to Chronicle, P.O. Box 79, Centertown, Missouri, 65023. To order, just send $24.95, check, cash, or money order to Chronicle, P.O. Box 79, Centertown, Missouri, 65023.
Located in rural Missouri is a place called Heartland, a modern-day city of refuge where men, women, and children can come and find hope in the various recovery programs offered by Pastor Charles Sharp and members of Heartland Community Church. The Heartland community includes Heartland Children and Youth Homes, Heartland Recovery Programs for Adults, K-12 Heartland Christian Academy, Nations Harvest Bible College, and several businesses, including one of the largest dairy operations in the country. Every home, business, classroom, and job site at Heartland are filled with people who are reaching out with compassion of Jesus Christ to help those who are hurting. Heartland came into being as a result of prayer, and prayer continues to be the source of Heartland's daily harvest of miracles. Heartland is a true haven of spiritual healing. To learn more about Heartland, call 660-284-6212. That's 660-284-6212.
Hey, why aren't you smiling? Go to www.excellentsmile.com and check out the People's Dental Plan. Are you staying away from the dentist because it's too expensive? Go to www.excellentsmile.com and save from 20 to 50% or more at the dentist with the People's Dental Plan. Do the kids need braces? Go to www.excellentsmile.com and join the People's Dental Plan. The People's Dental Plan covers your whole family with discounts on virtually all dental procedures. Cleanings, fillings, x-rays, braces, you name it. All for just $9.95 a month at over 24,000 locations nationwide. Your satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. So if you're losing that healthy smile, you know the drill. Go to www.excellentsmile.com and join the money-saving People's Dental Plan today. Offered through People's Benefit Services, Inc., not an insurance plan.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show. And here's the star of the show and the man who says, on anniversaries, the wise husband always forgets the past, but never the present. Derry Brownfield.
And we're back, visiting with Peyton Knight with the American Policy Center, talking about heritage areas. Going into the break, Peyton, and I'm still concerned because it looks to me like, you know, we have the majority of the Americans, I really truly believe the majority of the Americans, I haven't seen any figures on this, but a lot of people would like to see us totally out of the United Nations. Yet you go to some of these heritage areas, such as the Liberty Bell, if I'm not mistaken, and there it says a United Nations World Heritage Site.
Right. I mean, you've got Yellowstone National Park, Grand Canyon National Park, Everglades National Park, Independence Hall, Redwood National Park. I mean, Yosemite, the Statue of Liberty. These are all UN World Heritage Sites. Every single one of them, and more.
What does that mean?
That a World Heritage Site is designated through the United Nations Educational, Scientific, and Cultural Organization, otherwise known as UNESCO. And that's where these designations come through, and UNESCO is the organization that sets up the guidelines for how land is to be managed within the boundaries of the World Heritage Site. Basically, you have a designation. Let's say Yosemite National Park, which is a World Heritage Site. UNESCO then forwards on to the federal government and state and local governments that oversee the management of Yosemite and say, hey, this is a World Heritage Site now. You signed this treaty, you know, acknowledging that, and therefore you are bound to manage the land in this way. And they say, okay, we'll do it. They give up American sovereignty right there. That's how these work.
They actually sign a treaty?
Absolutely. It's any one of a number of treaties. The most damning one was the one, it was the program, UNESCO, like I said, which is the United Nations agency that's in charge of World Heritage Sites. Recall that we left UNESCO back in the 80s, and just a couple years ago, President Bush and the Republican Congress rejoined us into UNESCO.
Right.
Which was obviously a terrible, terrible move.
Who got us out? Do you remember?
I'm trying to think right now. My mind's in so many places, but I want to say I know exactly. Yes, it was President Reagan.
I was going to suggest it was.
Right, it absolutely was. Because President Reagan, and I remember now, President Reagan knew that this was an absolute threatening danger to our sovereignty.
You know, I visit with a lot of people. In fact, just this last weekend, I visited with several people that are dyed-in-the-wool Republicans, and I certainly don't like the Democrats as good as I do the Republicans. But these Republicans, and you try to explain to these people, they'll say, well, what's Bush doing wrong? Well, there was another good example. I wish I would have thought of this the other day.
Right.
Bush and the Republican Congress rejoined UNESCO.
Absolutely. I mean, Clinton didn't do that. Clinton and the Democratic Congress didn't put us back in UNESCO. I mean, this is terrible. It's got to stop. The Bush administration needs to understand that the United Nations is a bad deal, and I think they do on some levels, but not on every level. They still want to go along to get along, and UNESCO was part of that. When the UN got upset about the Iraq war, Bush started looking, I think, for something to try and appease the UN with, and putting us back in UNESCO, I think, was one of those appeasements. And obviously, he sold our sovereignty right down the river with it.
You know, excuse me, I don't know where we really stand with UNESCO,
mm-hmm.
but to think that we were out of this thing, then came back, they didn't take any of those heritage words off of the, let's say, the Liberty Bell, for example, when we were out of there, did they? Didn't it still say United Nations World Heritage Site?
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. The designations, the previous designation still stood. It just means we weren't participating in UNESCO. And in all likelihood, the federal government was probably still implementing the guidelines set out by UNESCO, for all we know. I mean, I'm sure each area was probably different. But now that we've rejoined UNESCO, there is no question what we're bound to do, and what that rejoining means. It was a terrible, terrible, terrible move.
See, I believe, this is my personal belief, that it doesn't make any difference who is president. They're going to take their orders from the World Trade Organization, from the moneyed people, the bankers that are behind this globalist movement. And I think they do what they're told. And that's why I think probably Bush said, oh, okay, you know, I know what happened to, and this is kind of going out on a limb, but I know what happened to JFK when he tried to deal with the Federal Reserve System, so I better probably rejoin UNESCO. Now, am I a nut?
No, I don't think you're a nut, but I think that we need to basically, here's the bottom line. You got a Republican president, you got a Republican Senate, you got a Republican House of Representatives. We haven't been in UNESCO in 20 years, and now that we've got all Republicans have all three branches of government, we're back in. Thank the Republicans. I mean, for anybody who says, you know, what's Bush doing wrong, you can't have blinders on. Yeah, he's done a lot of good things, but you have to understand that he's done a lot of bad things too. And you got to remember that so have your Republican representatives and so have your Republican senators. We can't be asleep at the wheel. unfortunately, we can't just vote Republicans into office and then sit back and turn on a sitcom and say, okay, I don't have to worry about anything now because we got Republicans in there. Wrong. Republicans behave a lot like Democrats when they get in power, and we've seen that over the past 4 years.
Let's go to the telephones. George in Missouri. Hi, George, you're on the air.
How you doing today, Derry?
Good.
Yeah, I just wanted to make the point that all that's well and good what you guys are saying, but nevertheless, treaty law is subordinate to the United States Constitution, contrary to what everybody, even a lot of constitutional scholars believe. They seem to think that treaty law is on par with the Constitution, yet clearly Article 6, Clause 2 of the Constitution, if you read it, it will clearly state that, you know, these are under the authority thereof. So they can have all these treaties, that's fine, but we still have to obey the Constitution. So if they want to write laws to circumvent what's been done with these treaties, it's really not necessary.
Well, George is absolutely right, but that's also assuming that Congress still follows the Constitution, and they don't.
And well, everybody, but military people, all of our senators and representatives, all the way down to the city people, they all swear to uphold the Constitution, and none of them has even read it.
Every one of them perjures themselves, don't they?
they looks to me like they do. George, thanks for the call. They've had this thing in their mind for a while. I'm talking now about these four heritage areas that we were talking about. I'm reading here a statement of Brenda Barrett, National Coordinator for Heritage Areas, National Park Service, U.S. Department of Interior, before the Subcommittee on National Parks of the Senate Committee on Energy and Natural Resources. And it's dated April the 18th. 2002. So this isn't something that just popped up out of a jack-in-the-box here this morning.
No, and I've met Brenda, and she worked on a National Heritage Area discussion panel, of which I was a part of. I believe it was back in 2002 when we had that panel. And you wouldn't believe the things that come out of this panel and just the frank discussions that are had amongst Park Service employees. They know exactly what's going on. They know these things are units of the Park Service, yet in their public face, they try and present a different situation, and it's just absolutely it's sinister. It's not true.
What do they say at these hearings or at this meeting?
Basically that, these aren't really units of the Park Service, and that they're their funding is going to expire after 10 years. And it's just startup seed money. It's just pork. Don't worry about it. We're not gonna have to manage anything. We're not gonna try and acquire any property or anything. And it's just, look at the history of heritage areas. It's not true. Their funding doesn't expire. There's a bill before Congress right now to reauthorize 9 existing heritage areas straight through to the year 2027 and double their funding. And of course, make them more entrenched units of the Park Service, units that will be where land acquisition for the Park Service will likely in the future.
The nation owes what? We don't know how many trillions of dollars truly we owe. We don't have money for Social Security, but we've got money for all this sort of thing.
Exactly. Bingo. I mean, that, regardless of how you feel about property rights or the Park Service or the federal government owning land, one thing everybody should be able to understand is you're $8 trillion in the hole. You shouldn't be spending any more.
And we'll be right back. Stay tuned.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
When was the last time you used Pure soap? I mean real, hard-to-find, all-natural Pure soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorant, or antibacterials? Probably never, right? For the past 50 years, the Calbend Soap Company has been making triple-concentrated Pure soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now, for the first time, Calbend Pure soap is available factory-direct to you and your family. It's great news because Calbend Pure soap is made from all-natural ingredients, is earth-friendly, and completely environmentally safe. So if you want yet yesterday's values today. For good old-fashioned pure soap, call CalBend at 1-800-340-7091.
Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a CalBend Pure Soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or on the web at CalBendPureSoap.com.
Try Pure Soap once, and I guarantee you'll never use anything else.
Looking for a quality shortwave radio without spending hundreds of dollars? The Sanjian 505P shortwave radio is the answer. Featuring continuous tuning for all shortwave frequencies, utilizing direct keypad tuning. Dual conversion improves shortwave image for better shortwave reception. Single sideband allows for reception of upper and lower sideband signals. Other features include 45 station memory, auto preset system, auto memory scan, tone controls, dual time display, and adjustable sleep timers. Included accessories, the ANT60 portable shortwave antenna, AC adapter, stereo earbuds, and a soft-sided carrying case. Also, a one-year full factory warranty on parts and labor. All this for only $139. Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Call today.
Available from the Republic Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting.
Now you have the time to review every spoken word
on any RBN program
by ordering CDs of any broadcast in either standard audio or MP3 format. Audio CDs are just $10 per hour.
$15 for 2 hours.
And $7 when you order 3 or more hours. An entire month of your favorite broadcaster in MP3 format for just $20. So order right, Republic Broadcasting. 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. That address again is Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or for more information, call 1-800-724-2719.
And on the web at rbnlive.com.
Order your CDs today because you can handle the truth.
Let's go back to the telephones. Ken in Missouri, you're on the air, Ken.
Yeah, Derry, I just received a 61-page travel service booklet this morning. I get on a regular basis. These people send it to me, and almost every page has this heritage baloney in it, and they brag about having given $50 million to UNESCO to help develop these heritage lands around the world. And, of course, if you take their travel service and go anywhere in the world, then you're supporting UNESCO and the heritage system because these people give money to those things. And if people would just pay attention when they get these foreign travel or national or Canadian or South American travel brochures and magazines from these travel places, almost all of them support these heritage land areas and UNESCO. They call it giving back to the world for allowing us to come and visit them.
Really?
Yeah, that's what it says.
Are you familiar with that, Peyton?
Absolutely. A lot of travel organizations do that, and caller's exactly right. Pay attention to it and don't feed the beast. I mean, you have a choice. If you're gonna purchase travel arrangements, do it with a company that isn't giving money to the enemy.
You know, Rube Long wrote a book, pretty interesting book. He was an old cowman out in the Oregon desert. And he said one of his comments that I always enjoyed was, it's amazing what the trained eye can see that the untrained eye can't. And we're all experts at something. You know, once you get your eye trained to see this stuff, it all becomes so much more clear. You know, the more research you can do, the more you study, you can see that this all fits together. And just like Ken said, He immediately caught that was UNESCO in this organized travel brochure, whatever it was. You can see it all around us if you'll just open your eyes and look and know what to look for.
Exactly. Yeah, they show pictures of little kids from all these different nations and talk about how they're giving back. And, of course, they're very nice-looking pictures, and they're good-looking little kids. Is Mammoth Cave, Kentucky, still part of the UN Heritage?
I am not certain. I mean, there's so many. I don't have them all on top of my head.
Well, the reason I ask is I drove by there one time, and there was these great big signs saying United Nations Heritage Area. And then, I don't know, about a year later, I went by and they were all gone.
It is. It absolutely is. It was designated in 1981.
Yeah, but is it still?
Yes.
Well, the signs are missing. I think the locals must have tore them down.
Good.
Hey, Ken, thanks for the call. We're going to take a break here. This will be the final break of the hour. You're listening to the Common Sense Coalition. We would have time for another call or two, perhaps. Our number is 1-800-973-3779.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show, online at DerryBrownfield.com.
Gold just hit a new 16-year high, and the dollar just hit a new 9-year low. Friends, let's do some simple math. Since 2001, gold is up 55%, was $280, now it's $435 an ounce. Just like Swiss America and I have been telling you for years, gold is still the buy of a generation. And Swiss America is a company I want you to call at 1-800-289-2646, which spells 1-800-BUICOIN. Protect your assets from a falling dollar, which boils down to a rising cost of living and rising gold prices. Experts say gold could double. Do the math, please. I don't want to say I told you so again in the year 2005. So call 1-800-289-2646, which spells 1-800-BUICOIN, to get their free newsletter and the latest CD, which is a $25 value. That's 1-800-BUICOIN. There are two ways to do things, the hard way or the easy way. For example, I can go to my neighbor's house the hard way by going 23,999.5 miles to the west. Or I can go the easy way, which is just a half mile to the east. Both ways get me to the same place. One way is very expensive and time-consuming. The other way is quick and simple. It's the same way when it comes to protecting your private property rights. There's the hard way or the easy way. The hard way is to go it alone. The easy way is to join the Paragon Foundation. The Paragon Foundation supports individuals and organizations involved in litigation, education, research, and the exchange of ideas. Get a free copy of the Ecologic Powerhouse magazine and support the Paragon Foundation today by calling 1-877-847-3443. That's 1-877-847-3443, or go to the web at paragonfoundation.org. And we have a couple of more callers, but before we go to the telephones, I want to again tell our listeners that tomorrow is the day of this hearing. And it does make a difference. There was a time back a few years ago I said, it doesn't do any good to call these jokers because they don't pay any attention. They're going to do what they want to anyway. And oftentimes that is the truth. But we've also seen when these politicians are just flooded with emails and phone calls, it does change their mind. What you need to do is you need to call the National Parks Subcommittee Chairman. His name is Craig Thomas. He's a Republican from Wyoming. And just say, no, vote no on these four heritage area bills. And his number is 202-224-6441. Now let's go to Juanita in Missouri. Hi, Juanita.
Hello. I have a comment about the heritage site. I, like you, am very disappointed that we're back into UNESCO. And I seem to recall, though, that during, and I think it was the last campaign of Clinton's administration, that wasn't that when he designated the Grand Canyon as a heritage site? Because it seems to me like I recall some publicity where they cut down some brush and just threw it off to the side so they could get a picture op.
They stood on the rim of the Grand Canyon.
Yes.
Wasn't that right? That was that when they made it a heritage site, Peyton?
Actually, it's been a heritage site since 1979.
Okay.
That was something else. That was
okay.
That might have been, I'm sure it was a photo opportunity for some sort of terrible land use scheme. But it's been a World Heritage Site since 1979.
It seems to me like there was a place that he designated while he was in there, and I'm not sure if that wasn't it.
He designated, and I'm not sure they were World Heritage Sites, he designated these wilderness areas.
Okay.
That last day he was in office, if you remember, or last few days that he was in office, he made the Escalante, is that it?
Grand Staircase Escalante.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
He made that a wilderness area. And also, they made a wilderness area there in southwestern Colorado. I can't think of the name of it, but it's a wilderness area now.
Correct.
But, hey, Wynette, thanks for the call. Let's take, we'll go very quickly. Bob in Michigan. Hi, you're on the air, Bob.
Hi, Gary. I'm holding an article from the Emerson Review out of Frederick, Michigan that covers all this. It has court cases. But it stipulates that the Constitution stipulates that the government can't own anything outside of District Columbia unless their storage area is military base.
Right, that's in the Constitution.
Yeah,
that is the Constitution.
Why aren't they being sued? I mean, why isn't somebody doing something about this?
Well, you know, sometimes they are sued when they try and acquire property that is not within their constitutional boundaries, or when they're trying to steal private property. But unfortunately, most citizens don't have the stomach or the bank accounts to fund embark on a lawsuit against the federal government. I mean, it's like going up against an unstoppable force.
Aren't treaties also illegal?
I'm sorry?
Treaties are also illegal, aren't they?
Sure, absolutely. But when Congress ratifies them, Congress is essentially saying, we think this is constitutional. And they just go forward, and judges are bound to whatever Congress does. So,
and they don't even, Peyton, they don't even have to ratify it. They never did ratify the Biodiversity Treaty. And look how it's been implemented.
Absolutely, that's true. That sometimes they will absolutely carry out all the dirty deeds within a treaty without even ratifying it. Absolutely.
Derry, I know time's running out. Would you like a copy of this?
Yeah, send it to us. That'd be great.
And I need an address.
Well, Jeff will give it to you here in a minute. Just stay on, and Jeff will give you our address, because we are out of time. Peyton, it's been a pleasure having you as a guest on the Common Sense Coalition. And it's time now for me to say, may the good Lord bless and keep you while the near are far away. May the good you wish for others shine on you today. May your heart stay tuned to music that will cheer the hearts of men. May the good Lord bless and keep you until we meet again.
Happy trails to you until we meet again. Happy trails to you. Keep smiling until then.
Who cares about the clouds that we're together?
Sunny weather. Happy trails to you till we meet again. Happy trails to you till we meet again. Happy trails to you.
Can we talk?
Can we talk?
Can we talk about gun control?
Gun control?
Seems like it should work, doesn't it?
It should work.
You'd think so. Yeah.
Pass the right laws.
Pass the right laws.
And you can disarm the criminals.
You disarm them.
That's the idea.
But the problem is...
The problem?
Criminals don't obey the law.
They don't obey the law.
That's true.
After all, they're criminals.
They're criminals.
Criminals. They'll always find a way to get guns.
No matter how many laws you pass.
Which means
they still have guns.
They still have guns. While the rest of us...
The rest of us?
The rest of us are just left defenseless.
Americans who own guns, people like you and me, prevent over 1 million violent crimes every year. Get the facts on gun control. Visit armedandsecure.org. That's armedandsecure.org.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.